Random House Audio presents Who's Looking Out for You? This is the author, Bill O'Reilly. Introduction. It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no millionaire's son. John Fogerty, fortunate son. Let's immediately tee off a few sensitive souls out there by beginning with some racial profiling. Here goes. If you have started this book, the chances are you're an independent type, but your skin color and ethnicity are not predictable. I don't actually know you, but I know a lot about you. That's because there's a certain profile that O'Reilly watchers, listeners, and readers fit most of the time. Sure, there are drive-by viewers who watch The O'Reilly Factor as they would a gruesome accident, fascinated but repelled at the same time. And there are snobs who tune in just to shake their heads over the boorishness of it all. But the everyday American who understands what the factor concept is all about is generally a person who wants to live life honestly and make his or her own way. That person is often responsible, generous, aware that others around them also have lives to live, and unabashedly patriotic. You very likely are one of those people. In the beginning of the program, the fall of 1996, the elite media tried to marginalize the factor concept by assigning it a conservative label. That's how they tagged us, hoping that label would frighten away those not on the right. But as millions of Americans of all political persuasions watched on television and read my first two books, The O'Reilly Factor and The No-Spin Zone, the establishment press fled, dazed and confused. How could a cable TV news show have such a robust impact when network TV news was losing audience every quarter? The so-called elite scribes couldn't figure it out, and they still...